B-Pod Studios.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening. You are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
We have a lot of Robert Williams violence.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Brookline, Massachusetts is a horrible place to live. I lived there when I first moved here, and the people were awful. My neighbors were awful. The people constantly complaining. There was a guy who, if you touched his lawn, had fastened a bullhorn on his front porch to scream at you from the comfort of his living room.
It wasn't even a bullhorn, was it? It was one of those microphones with a speaker, if I'm not mistaken, Fred.
It was the thing that you'd yell into, whatever the hell that thing is.
If I was a kid in the neighborhood, that would be like that's how you ended up like joining the club. Is the initiation was the guy had to scream at you from the speaker.
I never saw a kid in my entire life. They're just old everywhere, just decaying flesh. And then when we first moved in, I was greeted with a hearty, get that effing grill off my patch of dirt. It was really an exciting time. And wouldn't you know, like all these things, you might think you're the only person who felt this way, but we started investigating the 911 calls into Brookline. And wouldn't you know, further evidence that the people of Brookline are truly awful.
Fred, it all started with leaf blower calls about the noise, the old people who had the decibel meters who were measuring from their house and videotaping people with leaf blowers.
They move by a grocery store and then they get upset when the grocery store receives deliveries.
There's one woman who called and had almost a 15-minute phone call in which she let the 911 operator speak twice. It was just...
And then people knew who she was. She was the lady, they say. The lady with her phone. She has a decibel meter on her phone.
Yep.
And
Everyone's got a camera. Everyone's got a decibel meter in Brooklyn.
Yes, and they're very excited that they can tape you because now they've got you.
Yep.
Now they've got you. That you indeed are accepting deliveries as a grocery store. Imagine that. Get the food?
It has been a strange year. It's been a while since we've done this. I mean, most people have, you know, I guess when you're not out and about as much, you can't really see things to complain about as much. But guess what? Life seems to be getting a little bit closer to normal. So, surprise. The calls continue to trickle out. Now, from the strange calls which we've gotten before to the frivolous, to the I'm just looking for someone to complain to, the 911 dispatchers on the other end are saints among us dealing with many of them. And let's start with call number one, shall we? Let's go to our first call in what seems like a fairly pleasant place to live. Let's go to the tape.
Brooklyn Police recorded line.
I have this neighbor that lives in apartment 6, and she's claiming that she's not getting her packages. Yesterday, she was banging on everybody's door, yelling and screaming, saying that she doesn't get her packages. I don't know what her problem is, but she did it again this morning, 8 o'clock this morning. She's banging on everybody's hallway door, saying that if she doesn't get her packages today, they're going to see another side of her. I don't want to have to deal with this right now. I got a lot going on in my life right now, and I don't need her banging on my door. So somebody can say something to her. You can't talk to this woman. I tried to go up and talk to her, and she said that she went into the police station last night, and I said that's not true because nobody's allowed in the police station.
People are allowed in the police station.
All right, stop it right there. Okay. Now here we go. All right. First of all, you're having conversations like, no one's allowed in the police station. You are allowed in the police station. How are you not allowed in the police station? Because everyone knows that in Brookline. Imagine knowing if you were allowed in the police station. Everyone knows that. Everyone's got to know. Everyone's got to know if if you're allowed in the police station. People calling the police and people calling the police. That's where, and you know, I like that also trying to win the affection of the 911 operator. Like, we both know you're not allowed in the police station right now. Like, you and I both know. We're insiders, not like some lunatic jabroni running around spreading falsehoods about the availability of the police at this time. Oh, just, I mean, we both know, wink. Yeah. Okay, great. Superb. All right, continue.
Nobody's allowed in the police station.
People are allowed in the police station.
Huh?
People are allowed in the police station.
Oh, well, the last time I heard that a friend of mine tried to get in there, they said they couldn't.
Of course. All right. That's what you and your friends are doing. Yeah, they tried to get in there.
Stop it.
Yeah, the both of you. Yeah, you guys. Yeah, you, the last time, I'm just going to stretch it out and get and really relax into this phone call because, you know, yeah, so.
Huh?
Like, and I also like to, like, stretch it out. Like, let's just relax into this 911 call. Because that's what you want to be doing is contently stretching and just letting it all hang out during your call to 911, the big emergency police line. Just,
The 911 recliner. It's got the butt groove and everything. This is my special chair where I call 911.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree on the whole. Well, I had a friend who told me, but I mean, I guess that's old news, you know. Yeah, you and your friends, everyone going to the police station, you know. And, oh, have you been to the new? They did a nice paint job on the one over there on Tikawada Avenue. They did a nice on Tappan Avenue. They did a nice paint job on that one. Did they? I think Sal the janitor did a super job cleaning up the foyer of the one on Washington.
So it said, I bet the police station specifically told her the station was closed so she would stop going there.
Well, they all know. Can you imagine talking to someone who knows if the police station's open that's not a cop? Like, everyone's going, because they use the police like the trash. Like, you take out the trash once a week. Is that how they view the police? The police are there at their beck and call for anything that might creep up.
All right, Tracy, let it finish.
The last time I heard that a friend of mine tried to get in there, they said they couldn't and that they would call. All right, well.
Okay. What? Is that the quintessential Brookline sound?
All right, well.
Well, he finished. It was over. Yeah, he finished.
All right. Well,
you've called my bluff. I'm finished.
Well, no. I think that he finished in another way. I think that the excitement, the eroticism of the...
Well,
the eroticism of the call had finally fulfilled its destiny.
I see. Okay.
Well, what an exciting time to be alive, to be in Brookline, and by the way, I still know why they called. There's a lady that's been knocking on the door saying her packages haven't arrived, and then it just devolves into if the police station's open. So what would you exactly like the police to do? Like, what are you asking them to do? You're asking them to do nothing. So someone came and knocked on your door. Can you please come over? Yes, I'll arrest them for murder.
So it's a M. Night Shyamalan twist here is that this lady is the woman that is knocking on doors seeking her package, isn't it?
This woman's never knocked on a door. All right. What do we have coming up, Rich? We'll take a break and then
we'll
be back.
Let's do one more and then we'll take a break. We have plenty to go here. This is another phone call. Real 911 calls from Brookline, Massachusetts, the angriest city on earth. Let's go to this gentleman's phone call.
911, this line is recorded. What is the address of your emergency?
Hi. Some high school kids threw water on me.
Okay. What's your address, sir?
I'm next to Brookline High School, where I am. No, but they threw water on me and I'm wet.
Well, that would happen. They threw water on me, and I'll tell you what, I've never been drier in my life.
Now, sir, are you a witch and you are melting and needing medical attention, or are you just indeed wet?
No, he's wet. needs them to needs a change of clothes stat. Could you please come here with a nice change of clothes?
Cotton and it's shrinking on me as we speak.
Yeah, could you please bring a dry some dry britches? I'm covered in water like there's no tomorrow. I'll tell you what. Is there any more scofflage student body than those matriculating around Brookline High with their water? All right, we continue.
No, but they threw water on me and I'm wet.
Okay, yes.
I have video. I was recording them while they were approaching me.
Okay.
And they threw water on me.
What is it? Did you just win the Super Bowl? I mean, you busted out the would they have a big Gatorade jug and they were coming up to you? These scofflaws?
Hang on, why are you videotaping high schoolers at on high school property?
Well, maybe he's a talent scout for a big modeling agency.
See, there's questions that need to be raised here. Why are you sitting outside of a high school videotaping high schoolers
Wait a second. He wasn't videotaping at first. He just videotaped when they approached him. He was just hanging out around the high school. I mean, he was just hanging out. I mean, what, he was supposed to not show off this jean jacket? I mean, come on. I didn't buy this T-Bird just for the so I could sit it, park it in my driveway. I mean, I need some people to lust after it. All right, let's see what happens to the wet guy.
I have video. I was recording them while they were approaching me.
Okay.
And they threw water on me.
What's your location, sir?
I'm on Boylston Street and Clark Road in Brookline. Yeah, they threw at me.
Okay, and they just threw water on you.
Yeah, they threw water at me. I haven't recorded. I was recording them. I knew they were going to do something dumb, so those high school kids threw water at me.
All right, well, then.
Did they throw water at you? Could you keep repeating how stupid the thing they did is? Well, now that we have, I hope I don't get jury duty for this trial of the century for the kids that threw water on the guy.
Can you prove damages, sir? Well, my jeans were wet for a moment.
Yeah, it looked like I peed myself, and I was trying to look cool in front of the high school, and then they made me look like I peed myself before recess. I mean,
why are you in a high school filming people?
He wasn't filming until they started to approach him. He knew they were going to do something dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe he was an undercover citizens on patrol. He was out there as bait.
If you have time to take out a phone, don't you have time to get away?
No, it's his property too. He pays his taxes, you would think. He's allowed to stand out there. It's true.
You know what? If I'm the company, if I'm the paramedics, I am going through the entire rigmarole. I'm treating as if he's a burn victim. I'm showing up. I'm grabbing the guy. Are you okay? And I'm like strapping him down to the thing.
Guys, finals
right now. Like I'm stripping him down.
No, I'd cut his pants off and cut his shirt off like they do. You know, if you've been in an accident and just he's wet. Get these pants off immediately. There's no time to pull them off. Well, we will have more from the good people of Brookline who never disappoint. They're always called. Listen, everyone should use 911 for these purposes. The police are there just to fulfill your every want and need.
It's wet. Yes,
yes. I knew they were up to something. Like what? So you thought that you could give me a million scenarios where I thought someone was going to do something bad to me, and throwing water on me would be not something I was going to think of immediately. But at least he said it 15 times in a two-minute phone call. All right, we'll be back with more of the good people from Brookline in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want to make a good morning even better?
Oh!
Now, you can listen to Toucher and Rich on the radio.com app.
You are locked in to the show.
It's Toucher and Rich.
This Someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly. And the average age is dead.
What is that?
I had a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Brookline is a terrible place to live. I've lived there, and it was awful. The people there are always complaining, and not surprisingly, when we started looking at the 911 calls, there's a lot of stupid ones.
Well, let's go ahead and get to our next call, shall we? Tracy, let it roll.
Brookline Police, the sun is recorded. How can I help you?
I put out one of those bags to be picked up by the recycling company. And they used to come like in a truck with the name of the company on it. But today, this black SUV picked up the bag, and he just drove off. So I'm wondering if someone's going around picking up the bags.
All right, stop. Well, I'll tell you what. If I put out my garbage, first of all, I want to know who's picking it up. And so I'm staring out the window all day to figure out who's picking it up. Imagine just knowing if an SUV drove in front of your house. I mean, the amount of SUVs that must go by your house. That means, because like a truck, you give the benefit of the doubt. So like maybe you heard a big ruckus, so you glanced out the window to see what was going on, and you saw the big truck. But the idea that you were alerted to an SUV stopping in front of your house, and then you called the police because you were concerned about someone picking up your trash. Well, so what? If you put your trash out to get picked up, so what if someone picks it up? It went away. All you're doing is putting it out there. Who cares who takes it? What are you afraid they're going to go? They want to know so much about you? They're going to go through all your depends? Please. What are you afraid of what they're going to see? Oh, the looking out the window. The minute the lady picked up the phone and she heard, hello? She was just like, oh, God, what now?
911, a service that I pay for was performed properly. Who can I talk to?
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, I put it out there to be picked up, but I don't think I want the garbage people to have to touch the garbage. I don't want any. This SUV, I mean, all they do is look out the window. All their home is looking out the window. They're just. I don't think anyone has a TV. They don't have a radio. They're just looking out the window. That's all they want to do. That's their entertainment, is what's going on out there. And they fret. And they fret about everything that's going on. And I bet you, big SUV, too. I bet you it was like a pickup truck on like a 4x4. I bet it was like Gravedigger coming up. And she thought it was an SUV. Nice description of the car. Oh, I'll go find that SUV for you, ma'am. The one that's picking up all the garbage. Alerting all officers, we have a 5112 SUV, no color description, plate number, or brand name is going on. If you find one with bags in the back, you might want to just set up some kind of trap and just where you pull over every car and search them for the bags. I mean, a little, what do you want them to do? Now, one time I had a car come by and just throw a bunch of trash on my lawn,
okay,
and we called the police.
Issue.
Yeah, because
if it goes the other direction, I can
difference,
understand.
The difference was the guy stopped and threw a bunch of trash on my lawn, and then I went, and I knew that someone threw trash on my lawn because there was someone out of their car throwing trash on my lawn, and I thought maybe this is something that should be nipped in the bud as quickly as possible. Now, if someone just came up and, forget it, to even have any idea that someone was in front of my house taking something off the yard is in another planet. How much of the day do you spend looking? Who can look out their window? I don't know.
Wait,
was
anyone
got,
no
does
one
anyone got like an easy
window.
Chair like right next to the front window? Like, what's going on? Like,
I just think that there should be a button these 911 operators could just press that just says, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Like, why are you calling? Okay, well, do you want us to hunt down your bag of trash? Like, what exactly do you want us to do at 911?
Keep an eye out for SUVs. I've heard there's a couple of them around here. All right, we continue.
But today, this black SUV picked up the bags, and he just drove off. So I'm wondering if someone's going around picking up the bags. Have you heard anything like that?
Oh, okay. Where do you live?
Smith Hill.
Okay. We'll have an officer give you a call back in a few minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, no, yeah.
You know it's a big emergency when they're going to have the officer call you. They don't even bother to send them out anymore. We're going to have the officer call you. The officer in quotations.
It could be anybody. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's the poor schlub that just interned that's got to sit there taking phone calls. We'll have the officer call you. I like that. Good. Well, at least they figured it out. You don't have to dispatch an officer to talk to some old... Would you like some coffee? Take a seat. Sit down.
Somebody said, I worked next to a woman in Brookline. She would walk to her desk in the morning and immediately call the Brookline PD to complain about trash, trees, cars parked too close to corners. They assigned her a police officer so she would stop calling the emergency line. So she had her own professional police officer after a while. That's kind of like getting the badge, isn't it? And I bet that there's jealousy amongst circles there. Like, oh, you have your own police officer? I need to start calling more.
Well, yeah, it's the, what do you call it? It's the concierge police.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
You have a concierge service. Just every morning, they just are there. What would you like to complain about today? What a way to start off the day, too, is just by a series of complaints. Sounds almost like me.
Well, if you don't think that life is action-packed in Brookline, then let's take a listen to this next call.
Police, this line's recorded.
How you doing? I'm across the street from Los Anderson Park, and there's some young idiots driving all over the lawn.
Okay, wait a second. Is this the same guy that was at the high school, is A, or was this the same guy that had to cross the
three lanes of traffic? He does kind of sound like one of the banner guys, doesn't he?
And he was talking about the road. I'm sitting across the street.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
My man had to get this big banner. All right, start it over again. Let's start from the beginning here. Let's hear what's doing.
Brookline Police, for this line's recorded.
How you doing? I'm across the street from Los Anderson Park, and there's some young idiots driving all over the lawn and almost hit my dog.
Okay,
and they're like, literally, they're still hit, driving. Oh, I'm going to end up freaking out.
Okay, can you, I'm going to send officers to help you. I just need to know where you are.
Los Anderson Park, the exit of Los Anderson Park.
Okay, is they driving near the park or?
What are you doing?
Sir?
What are you doing?
I thought I could...
No, you didn't, dude. I've been watching you drive all over the lawn. What are you doing? Huh? No, you didn't. Stop being young and stupid. You could have hit my dog.
Sir.
Stop being an idiot. Have a good night, man.
Sir.
Yes.
Hello.
Yep.
Okay, is everything okay?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's
okay.
Little punks, but yeah, it's all right. They left.
Do you want an officer to respond in the area?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, they're always here anyway. I'm surprised there's not one. There's probably one parked on the other side of the park.
Okay.
Literally right at the exit of the park. So I see the cops all the time, and I yell at people all the time. I jump in front of their car like I just did.
Right. Oh, boy. Well, that is a man. I wonder how they almost hit your dog.
Maybe it's because you place yourself and your dog in front of them.
Yeah, when you position yourself. I still don't understand. So what are they like? They're like doing the what do you call that there? The yard?
Donuts on the
lawn jobs. Are they doing like lawn job? Like on the Lars Anderson Park?
I don't
quite understand what they're doing.
Whatever they're doing, it sounds like they're driving around the yard, and then this gentleman jumps in front of their cars in order to try to stop them and then calls 911 for almost getting hit by these gentlemen.
Yeah, but are they go to Lars Anderson Park and just drive all over the lawn?
The way this guy sounds like, yeah, that they're driving all around, and in order for this guy to try to stop them, he jumps in front of their car. And then when they almost hit him, he calls 911.
Well, yeah, okay. All right, continue.
I jump in front of their car like I just did. So it's like, yeah, it's all right. I don't need an officer to come out.
If you want an officer to respond, you change your mind, or you want to speak to an officer, give us...
Oh, no, yeah, I'm good, I'm good.
You're welcome. All right. Good night.
Okay, so we thought it was over with, but then 5 minutes later, 911 gets this call.
Brookline, police on the court, dispatch Legion.
Hey, how you doing tonight, boss? I just called a couple minutes ago about young kids driving on the lawn at Lars Anderson Park.
Okay.
The first guy that did it left, and now another kid, two minutes later, after I hung up with the dispatcher, did it again. And I tried jumping in front of his car to stop him, and he literally almost ran me down.
Is that vehicle still there?
No, they drove out of the park already. They almost hit me trying to get out of the park because I tried blocking them.
Okay.
Yep. All right, thanks.
So, what's your name, sir? Hold on. Hello?
Okay. What is going on? Get a plate number. What do you say? This is just the guy who lives by the rule of the streets. He just throws himself in front of the car. He's just calling to go, I'm doing your job.
That's right. I'm just going to be the human barrier and then call 911 when they almost hit me.
Well, he's almost like calling 911 like, hey, just reporting in. Deputy throw himself in front of the car. Deputy sacrifice. Out here checking in. Woo, it's a hot one out here at Lars Anderson Park.
I'm freaking out.
That will happen when you position yourself right in front of the car.
Maybe he's the vigilante that Brookline needs, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll think twice before I start giving a lawn job to the old Lars Anderson Park.
I'm getting tweeted photos of Dalton from Roadhouse. Here's the guy at the Brookline Park.
Right. What's your name? That's neither here nor there. Just call me Concerned Citizen. And I'll be doing my business. You're welcome.
All right, and finally, let's get to this quick one, right to the point. This, I believe, was from November of this year. Let's take a listen.
Brookline Police, assigned, recorded.
Yeah, hi. I'm hearing a lot of fireworks in my neighborhood, and I'm sure it has something to do with the presidential election. I just don't think we should be having fireworks out just because, you know, of political beliefs. So is there any way you can send someone?
What's the area?
We're by Skyline Park.
Okay, right. I'll have someone try to check the area, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
What's the area?
What's the area?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to have fireworks, let's not have it for political beliefs. I mean, I'm no fuddy-duddy. I love a good fireworks display, but, I mean, let's do it for the right reason, okay?
But leave our politics out of the fireworks.
I mean, if anything, I mean, they show no religious, political, or race orientation with my fireworks. I just love fire and cool things in the sky.
Well, package lady, what do you think about that?
All right. Well,
okay. Yeah. There's debate whether that is a like a stoner guy or a woman who smokes two packs of Pall Malls a day.
Two packs of Pall Malls a day. If that's a woman, that is a and that's a smoker. That is a four pack. That's a cigarette never leaving the mouth. That's waking up in the middle of the night and having one smoking.
So that's not true because nobody's allowed in the police station.
People are allowed in the police station.
Huh?
Okay. I think that's an old lady. I think it's an old lady.
Well, listen, who cares? It's all the same.
Huh?
Old lady, dude, it's all the same. Just garbage.
All right. Well,
That final noise, that is someone who just, I mean, it's a lifetime of smoking. Listen to that.
All right. Well,
okay. That is gasping for, that is the lungs screaming for help.
No, that is just the body relaxing finally at a job well done. That is just the body just saying, oof, finally, I've done my good deed for the day. You know, if you're looking back on, if that was a Monday and you're looking back the following Sunday and thinking, boy, I wasted the week. Just look back at that phone call 911 and think twice. You really did the world some good stepping in there and getting involved. It's too many of us sit on our hands and don't call the police for everything when we really should.
It's like one of the Yin Yang twins showed up in Brookline.
There's no urgency to anyone either when they call 911. You would, the thing is, you would be out of breath and, you know, distracted and in some kind of haste. These people are just like, you know, just super relaxed and chill. Like, this ain't my first rodeo. You call 911, you get to the point.
Some high school kids threw water on me.
You should either be apologetic because you don't know if you should be calling this number, or you should be in great distress. Those are the two moods you should be in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. And there is this story in The Athletic called What the Indians Major League Baseball Knew About Mickey Callaway. What they knew about Mickey Callaway's behavior. It was the worst kept secret in baseball. And the gist of the article. Now, have you guys read this article?
You know, I've read. This sounds weird. I've read an article that summarized the article. You know how people do that?
Yes.
Like a Yahoo Sports one that kind of takes like the important parts. And so, to be honest, I'm not aware of every nuance, but I know the gist of what the situation is.
Okay,
and
so
the revelations that came out.
So Mickey Callaway, apparently, he was the pitching coach for the Indians. He was a minor league guy for the Indians. And he was the pitching coach with Terry Francona. He was eventually hired to be the New York Mets manager.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he had extramarital affairs. And the women around the organization, he made them uncomfortable. But for your guys' knowledge, the thing involving Terry Francona is he had an affair with a married woman whose husband started complaining because he found lewd text messages on her phone, correct?
Okay. So let's clarify, because the married woman is somebody who worked around the team. They didn't specify what exactly her role was.
Okay.
So she was someone who worked around the team.
But they had an affair.
Yeah. So, and it was a consensual affair, obviously. And
okay.
During the affair, he had texted, I guess, pornographic photos of himself. I'm guessing nude photos or pictures of, you know, penis shots or something like that. I'm assuming. But they said pornographic pictures of himself while they were having this affair.
Why close your mind?
The husband
Why
finds...
Why does it have to be so... make them a little more risque.
Yeah, the husband finds out and, you know, obviously sees her phone, finds out that she's been having an affair with Mickey Callaway, and he goes to the organization and calls out all of them for... It sounds like he's basically telling them, there's a guy that you have. Do you like working with a philanderer? That part of it... I don't know, Fred, and this is the thing. I didn't read that part of the article. I don't know whether that was the only thing within that organization or that was on top of the other accusations of him harassing women. Because he's been on so many different teams. I'm not sure if that was just the part with the Indians.
The one that they say that they have, like, the smoking gun on Francona knowing about is this. He had an affair with this woman. And
that is right.
Her, yeah. So he was having an affair with this woman. He sent nude pictures. So now, if I'm Terry Francona and I'm the manager of the team, I mean, how involved in that am I going to get? I mean, the guy, okay, he had an affair with this chick. The husband's all pissed off about it, obviously. He found nude pictures of the guy on her phone. I'd be pissed, too. So, but I don't really know what Terry Francona's supposed to do about
that. Is that a fireable offense?
Having an affair?
I would say no.
No, it's
having
not.
An affair, a
no,
consensual
an affair.
Affair?
No.
I
mean,
if,
all the time.
If it was, no one would have a job.
But that's the point. I mean, Francona knew.
Yeah.
Fine. He knew, but he's not going to fire him over it.
Yeah, and like, what is he supposed to do? Anyway, so to, and maybe they knew that he was, you know, like a creepy dude or something, but I, again, whatever. The only thing that they have, they seem to have proof about, in that proof is a little shaky, is because there's people in the organization that deny it, is that Terry Francona knew about that. and was brought in on that. But then again, just by reading the article, I read it a couple times. I don't know really what Terry Francona was supposed to do about it. I mean, the guy had an affair. He sent the pictures. The guy, the husband of the woman, found out they were having an affair and got pissed off and kind of got obsessed about it and was looking to, you know, take the guy's legs out from under him. And he's the one who was calling the Mets and all this stuff. So anyway,
so what I'm inferring here is that these women have come forward, and some of them were within the Cleveland organization and have accused this Mickey Callaway of at the time harassing them. But from what I'm reading, and it looks like you're exactly right, the only thing that Francona seemed to know about is the situation with the married woman.
Right. So anyway, it's murky enough that whatever. It doesn't strike you as like this crazy thing, like in terms of Francona. So Nick Francona, who is a son of Terry Francona, came out with a statement saying, "I was disappointed to read the reporting in The Athletic this morning by blah, blah, blah. I cannot say that I am surprised when the news about Mickey Callaway's behavior first came out earlier this year. I confronted my father, blah, 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 blah. He lied to me and said that he didn't know. Additionally, I think he and his colleagues failed to understand what is acceptable behavior and what isn't. I confronted my father again this morning, and it's clear he simply doesn't get it. I'm hesitant to get into personal details of my family situation, but my father and I do not have a particularly close relationship, largely as a result of disagreements about his conduct, some of which have been reported over the years and some of which have not. I've always tried to stand up for what I felt was right, even when it wasn't easy. In this case, that means acknowledging that my own father and his colleagues are clearly in the wrong." Okay, whatever. Is there anything easier if you're Nick Francona than jumping on this? Like, what is he doing? Like, what are you doing? Like what are you trying? This, is there anything that this does except for try to make you look good? You're just stepping out there and crapping all over your father, and I don't want to get into it with my father, but you are. You're bringing into your personal, you're bringing in your relationship with your father. What do you have to do with this story? Except that Terry Francona is your father, and I'm not even positive what Francona has to do with this story. And so there's nothing easier than him reading this story and going, "Well, that's my dad, and he's being accused of something wrong, and I'm going to step up and say I don't think it's right either." Like, what are you doing? What do you have to? And the only reason I know Nick Francona is on this is because people reported on it because he's his son. What the hell does Nick Francona have to do with any of this? What is so the whole point is that you look great? Well, that's great, Nick. You think it's wrong. Fantastic.
Yeah.
What you put out a statement. So you put out a statement just because you're the son of a guy who was supposed to know that this dude was having an affair?
It's even worse than that. Apparently, Nick Francona worked in the Mets front office in 2018. And obviously, Mickey Callaway hired by the Mets in 2018. And in that statement, he said, "You know, my dad should have told me about Callaway before he was hired by the Mets."
Yeah, right. Exactly. He should have told him that Mickey Callaway.
That's the thing. I mean, and Nick Francona isn't the general manager. He's the assistant director of player development for the Mets.
Yeah, I wonder if he was even at the meeting, because they talk in the article about the meeting that Sandy Alderson had, and they let Callaway go, and then they were like, "Oh no, come back," because they were afraid he was going to get hired by another team. I don't think he's at that dinner. Like, what did Nick Francona have to do with anything?
Exactly.
He's not even in baseball, I don't think, right now.
This is a shot at his father for some unknown reason, and I don't know what the problems are.
I mean, well, there's nothing.
I'll tell you what happened, and I'm just judging this by his social media, is that when the story came out, he started getting tweets from people saying, "Oh, you're going to stick up for your dad now?" And he, like, went, you should see his post. It's like, "If you think I'm someone who won't speak up, then you're wrong."
People kept coming back.
And so basically he was responding to people on Twitter saying, "Why don't you say something? What are you, too chicken? You too scared?" And he made that statement. That's what it at least sounds like from the thing. Now,
well, good. Get baited by Twitter. That's fantastic. Because when he wrote this statement, then this even is more to the evidence of that he was like, "Sit back and watch everyone love some Nick Francona. Woo, you didn't do anything. Big deal." And is there anyone easier to crap on than your dad? when you know there's going to be no repercussions from it? Big deal. It's your dad. What does it have to do with you? Get out of here. I mean, he wrote that just going, look at me. I'm going to be the belle of the ball. I'm going to really like look like I'm a righteous dude. I'm a white knight. Shut up. I don't care about you and your relationship with your dad. I don't care if you're pissed off at your dad. That's fine. But you're going to, it's not easy, but I'm going to make this statement. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. What you did is the easiest thing in the world. You wrote something completely to make yourself look good. You had no concern of any of this situation, which is all murky as hell. You just want to look good. You just did this, and you took a shot at your dad because ultimately you know you can make up with your dad and that there's going to be no hard feelings and on and on and on. What a joke. I mean, I read that, and I'm like, oh, can you imagine if you're Tito Francona? Oh. Now I got to deal with this. My kid like jumping on every story, like Francona's. So what? Francona should lose his job.
I know.
Francona should be fired.
He immediately had to discuss it. I mean, think about it. That statement posted in the morning, and you know, Francona's at spring training in Arizona, and the reporters are all over him.
Yeah, fire everyone yesterday. Who knew a dude who had an affair. Fire everyone who had an affair, and I have news for you. You're firing everyone. You're firing a vast majority of highly successful people. Because that's what goes on. I mean, Lord. So the guy knew that a guy was having an affair? I mean, what do you want Francona? What is everyone supposed to do? What is he supposed to do? The guy. So you know a guy that. So some dude at the station sent nude shots to some girl who he was having an affair with, and the husband found out about it. Like, what am I supposed to do? Get involved? I'm not getting involved in that. It's none of my business. Well, he's complaining to the team. Okay, well, I'm not the team. I manage the players on the field. It's not my responsibility. How is that Terry Francona's responsibility?
I mean, if that's all that he knew about, then it also came out that
he's creepy like to women that are around the team. All right, well, stop being creepy. Dude, I heard that you're creepy. Stop being creepy. But what's really Terry Francona? What is Terry Francona supposed to do?
Well, I mean,
he's not the owner of the team. What is he supposed to do?
But if he's aware of it, and I guess it's being accused that the organization was hiding it. Like if he was aware of it, and
all
like,
I know
they
is
hid
that
it.
He was okay. So what is he supposed
and
to do?
I don't
go
know,
to the media?
I don't even know Francona knew about it. Yeah.
That's so say he knew everything. So what is he supposed to do? Go to the media and go? Guess what? Mickey Callaway is like a creepy dude. What is he supposed to do?
Well, hide it. Speak up and tell the front office.
The front office apparently knew about it. So if everyone knows about it and it's this horrible secret, what's Terry Francona supposed to do? Well, he's not the general manager. He's not the president of the team.
Just not hide it. You know, don't hide it. That's the
hide it how? What is he supposed to make a press announcement?
To not tell anybody. To not tell his higher-ups. Like, if he told
the higher-ups allegedly already knew.
Okay.
The allegation is everyone knew.
Then they're the one that hit it, not Francona, right? I mean, but if Francona knew about it and he didn't tell anybody, like if he was truly harassing people around the team and he didn't tell anybody, that's obviously an issue. But
that's not the allegation. The allegation is that these things were brought to Francona by the team and said, well, do you want to talk to the husband to calm him down?
Yeah.
That's the allegation.
An affair is completely different than the other stuff. I don't understand
that
at
all. But even if the guy was sending nude pics and everyone knows about it, again, what is Terry Francona supposed to do? There's nothing. Not hide it. Fine. Everyone knows about it. What is he supposed to do? I don't understand what his job in that situation is. He doesn't own the team. He's not in control of hiring and firing. He can go like, this guy's a creep. I'm not exactly positive what his moral obligation is at that point.
Just if you find out about it, you tell your higher ups, and you.
Okay, we've discussed that.
Yeah,
no, that's the only thing Rich's point is that's the only thing. It wouldn't have meant anything, but that would have been the step to cover your ass.
Yeah,
that's all.
You got to
cover your ass.
Yeah, That's all it would have been.
So good. So now it's Terry Francona's
fault. But he didn't know, it doesn't matter, it sounds like.
Yeah, so that doesn't matter. Right. You're saying if he did know everything, what was his obligation? I just like that
if you even knew that some dude was, like, creepy, that it's, like, your obligation to, like, go, like, guys, this guy's creepy. Like, I don't know
if he's harassing women and it's unwelcome and you know that the women don't want it, yeah, it is your obligation.
Harasses some woman and I know about it, It's my job to go to the boss if he just harasses some chick in the stands
or harasses some girl at a bar?
No,
these were employees. These are employees.
Now, that allegation has not gotten to Terry Francona.
Right.
But if it did, it is your obligation.
We were just speaking hypothetically.
This is how this all starts, hypothetical.
No, you asked hypothetically if he did know, and I would say that it is obligation. If he does, if it's someone at the office, someone he works with, and they're being harassed, it is your obligation.
Well, so good for the Francona's son. He's a real hero. And I hope that he has gotten all the strangers on Twitter to feel better about him. Well, listen, our good friend had a big-time ex-Boston celebrity on his show last night. We'll discuss that in just a moment.
Toucher and Rick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.